With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The debate on the immigration reform bill will continue again this morning in Parliament. Supporters like the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes says the changes will finally put Caymanians first in their own labor market.
For too long, we've seen Caymanians qualified, capable, and ready to work passed over for opportunities in their own homeland. We've seen young Caymanians enter the workforce only to hit glass ceilings that they cannot break.
Others warn the tone of the debate risks turning into, quote, us versus them, and stress that the economy still depends heavily on expatriate labor. Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Kenneth Bryan, argues that immigration law is not just social policy, but a core economic tool that can either support growth or accidentally choke it off.
In order for our economy to work, we need them. Don't fool yourself on that. How that balance is struck is important. Again, I'm going to repeat because I know they're going to give me licks, but I think over time, truth will prevail.
Both sides agree, though, that the current system is broken, but the specifics on how to address it are still under debate. Parliament will resume this morning at 11 a.m. Make sure to listen to Radio Caymans rebroadcast of proceedings after the 6 p.m. evening news. Police need your help to track down two wanted men. 20-year-old Patrick Anthony Campbell is wanted in relation to robbery and trespass, while 22-year-old Sydney Henry is wanted in relation to theft and assault. You can find their photos at rcips.ky. Do not approach either man. Rather, if you see them, note the location and call 911. Two Cayman Brakmen charged in connection with a recent drug bust are now facing multiple cocaine and ganja offenses. The 64 and 63-year-old men were arrested after a December 3rd stop near Watering Place Park, where officers searched a parked car and later a home, recovering suspected crack cocaine, cocaine and ganja. A third man, a 29-year-old, was arrested at the home and remains on bail as investigations continue. Two Jamaican nationals have been sentenced by the Grand Court after pleading guilty to illicit trafficking of ganja. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has more on the case against Eric Cunningham and Radman Samuels.
The case stems from a March 2025 interception by the Cayman Islands Coast Guard, which stopped their vessel 32 nautical miles south of Grand Cayman. On board, officers discovered 162 pounds of ganja. Mr. Cunningham was identified as the operator of the vessel, while Mr. Samuels was a passenger. During interviews, Mr. Cunningham admitted that he had been approached by a man only known as D and was promised Jamaican $800,000 to deliver the packages. Mr. Samuels told investigators he had been threatened by another man named Biggs, who held a gun to his head, but later accepted that his involvement did not amount to legal duress. He also acknowledged knowing the drugs were destined for the Cayman Islands. Both men initially pled not guilty, but changed their pleas 3 weeks before their trial, qualifying them for a 20% reduction in their sentence. Cunningham was sentenced to 24 months imprisonment, while Samuels received 18 months. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Time already served will be deducted, and the seized ganja has been ordered forfeited and destroyed. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Jane Steele. The man who helped Maria Corina Machado escape from Venezuela to collect her Nobel Peace Prize has given details of the clandestine operation. Brian Stern, a US Special Forces veteran, told the BBC it had not been financed by Washington, but that he'd coordinated with some intelligence services. Britain has imposed sanctions on senior commanders of the Rapid Support Forces in Sudan, suspected of committing atrocities in the city of Al-Fasha. They include the RSF deputy leader. The British and Belgian prime ministers will meet in London later to discuss plans to use frozen Russian assets to support Ukraine. The Hungarian prime minister, one of Vladimir Putin's closest European allies, has called the proposals unlawful. Ukrainian special forces say they've attacked two Russian ships in the Caspian Sea that were transporting weapons from Iran. A Moscow court has issued prison terms in absentia to the International Criminal Court prosecutor and eight ICC judges for what it called the illegal prosecution of Russian nationals. The ICC has opened arrest warrants for President Putin and his Children's Rights Commissioner, Maria Lvova-Belova, for the mass abduction of Ukrainian children. Wildlife experts say the cyclone that devastated the Indonesian island of Sumatra 2 weeks ago may have severely impacted the world's rarest great ape, the Tapanuli orangutan. They fear up to 10% of the world population were killed. A High Court judge will lead an inquiry into last month's deadly fire at a high-rise public housing complex in Hong Kong. BBC News.